Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the delay in this episode. It's one day late, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fast.
We're going to do our best.
You know what?
We're going to do our best.
That's all we can do, right?
Well, right?
All we can do is our best. Or kind of our best. Todd, I'm up in Hollywood, California, Los Angeles.
Are you bragging or complaining?
Mix. A mix of both. Where are you? You're in Encinitas?
I'm at our new office, our new headquarters.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait to be there.
It's because we don't have any furniture yet.
Oh, we need stuff to sit on. Okay, here's what's up. It's August 4th, 2020. This is the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Richards.
Todd, we are going to do a rapid fire show because you never know what's going to happen in these challenging times. It's wild. I'm in LA now. I'm going home tonight, and I'm home for a day, and then I drive up to Lemoore, California to commentate the Michelob Ultra Pure Gold Rumble at the Ranch, which we'll talk about in surf news, but you're also going on a trip, correct?
I'm going to go to Lake Tahoe for a couple days with my family, celebrate my daughter's birthday, and then I'm going to come back here for next week.
Fantastic.
But you're going away too.
Things are crazy. What are you going to do?
Hey, challenging.
Todd, I want to say congratulations to you, and I want to say welcome to Hanson's Surfboards. That's right. We got a new presenting sponsor. We're very excited to have them. We both have been going to this shop forever. I used to work there. I used to ride for them.
My son used to work there.
Your son? Yeah. See?
We got all kinds of ties to Hanson's Border.
Hanson Surfboards, you can go to hansonsurf.com, 1S. If you use the code MASS10 and you're a subscriber to the show, you're going to get 10% off your entire purchase. So you can go to their website and you can buy two brand new boards and you're going to get 10% off.
I hope that we can extend this to like people that just walk in.
Yeah, no, you can walk in. We got, you know, we got all kinds of leeway with Hanson's. We're just, I'm just stoked to have them because, you know, they're part of the fiber of Encinitas and of the whole surf industry as a whole, which is pretty amazing. You can go to the shop. The store hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, 10 to 5. You know, you wear a mask, they call you in, you shop around, so it's a good shopping experience. And
the earlier you go, I think is the better call.
I think so too. I think you're right. Well, we're very excited, and there will be more with Hanson's. Maybe we're going to do a show from the actual surf shop. How cool would that be?
Yeah, just like get in where the surfboards are?
Yep, exactly. So we've got Adventure.io, at Adventure.io. There's adventures popping up all the time. K2 Snowboarding, K2.snowboarding. Panic and Coffee and Tea, that's at Panic and Coffee and Tea. At Chemistry Surfboards. You Online, which will be putting up new podcasts on a weekly basis at least. Just talked to Chris Cantori, San Diego radio legend. You got big plans for You Online. New Greens, at New Greens. Have you been staying healthy with New Greens, Todd?
My immune system is firing on all cylinders.
Good to hear. And Nanocraft CBD. I skateboarded around Hollywood for about 4 hours yesterday. Super bored, but so fun. And I was pretty sore this morning, but definitely not as sore as I would have been had I not taken some Nanocraft CBD before bed. I feel great, Todd.
I'm glad. You need to feel great.
I should have brought my Super 73 bike. That was a miss on my part. I could have been zipping around town. I blew it.
I was going to bring mine to Tahoe, but I don't think the bike rack that is attached to our car could handle
the girth. Yeah, it's a girthy bike.
It's a girthy bike.
Stoutly made. Speaking of stoutly made, Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel, the best boxers in the business. And you know what's up? You feel good down there, you're going to feel good everywhere. I think I just invented a new catchphrase for them.
Down there and everywhere?
If you feel good down there, you feel good everywhere. Beneath Apparel, use the code MONDAY for a discount. Todd,
all right.
As I said, we're getting into it quick. Surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Live competitive surfing will return to the World Surf League. That's right. The Michelob Ultra Pure Gold Rumble at the Ranch is happening on August 9th, 12 o'clock in California, 3 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. I don't know what time it is globally, but that's what's up. Pro Surfing is back. This is a team contest.
So what's the deal?
I can break it down for you.
Give me the deal.
Here's the details. It's up at the Surf Ranch. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be teams consisting of one male, one female. There was a blind draw to build the teams. There's already a couple of really stacked teams. You got Carissa Moore with Seth Moniz, which is gnarly.
Oh, boy.
Sage Erickson with Kelly Slater. You've got Lakey Peterson with Griffin Colapinto, just to name a few of the teams. To me, that's the team to beat because they can both blast big airs, and it's going to be insane to watch. It's a charity event, so obviously there's no world title at stake. There's no championship tour points at stake. But I think that could actually be better because they're freed up not to have to worry about year-end ratings. They're just going to go in there, rip, and whoever wins this thing is going to donate the winnings to charity, which is an awesome way to do it. The team riders will get a one right and one left. And there is the chance for a rebate. So if one of the team members blows it, you can take a rebate and get one more wave. So it's going to be a fun to watch. It's going to be a short kind of, I think that was the complaint with some people. That it was just too long, too much to watch from the Surf Ranch.
Yeah.
So this is a one-day event, I think 4 hours. And they have already told us, the commentary crew, have fun, dig into stories. So it's not just going to be about points, who needs what, and all of that. It's going to be a different type of event, and I think an event that's going to be really entertaining for people to watch. I think it will be the most entertaining event to watch from the Surf Ranch yet, in my opinion.
I'm really hoping that it doesn't become like a barrel, park it in the barrel, because that's what I thought was kind of boring about the last one.
Yeah, and I think everybody knows that. I would assume. I remember last year at the ranch, literally yelling from the scaffolding, yelling down to surfers, going, "Don't get barreled! Do an air!" Begging, pleading. So I think with the edits we've been seeing coming out of Waco, coming out of Palm Springs, I think the memo is out and the memo is clear. We don't want to see you get tubed. If we go surf there, yes, we want to get tubed. That's all we want to do. But when we watch an event, we want to see limits pushed. We want to see radical shit happening. And I'll throw it out there. I think that's what's going to happen on August 9th. So watch it. It's going to be fun.
It'll be cool to be back to some normalcy. Now, who's the commentating team besides yourself?
We got Joe Turpel. We got Pete Mel. We've got Rosie Hodge. Strider's going to be in the water, I believe. So, it is going to be that back to the classics. I love having surf contests and skate, whatever events on throughout the day because it makes me feel calm. And I think this is just going to be, I don't want to say a distraction from the madness. It's going to be something fun to watch and something to make you want to go surf. So
I think
that's the goal.
A nice return to normalcy.
Exactly. I love it.
I like it.
I can't wait.
I'm down. I'll be watching.
It's going to be quite a drive, but we'll see what happens. Hurricanes. Hurricane
wow.
Surf, or at least tropical storm surf, has been hitting Florida. I've seen some pretty cool-looking waves. I think hurricane surf, a lot of times, while it is perfect looking, it's like the ultimate novelty surf. And I've never actually scored hurricane, like heavy hurricane waves. I've gotten good waves on the East Coast, but to me, it's the ultimate novelty wave. When you see these hurricanes hit and these tropical storms and these breaks that you never see break flare up for 2 hours on the day.
Yeah.
You have to be so on it. The chase is really the story, right? Have you ever been
there? Hurricane, like chunky hurricane surf, not like long, like the longer period hurricane surf that comes from a long way away.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
what you're talking about.
I think so. Yeah, Florida style. I've seen the footage of like Palm Beach and Miami when the hurricanes are pushing waves there. Milky, beautiful blue water. It looks amazing. The visuals are stunning. It's just crazy because it lasts, these swells over there last 2 hours long. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
They're not, I mean, they can be groundswells, but they're generated by close wind events. So it's not, you know, it's not like they're coming from super far distances.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be seeing some edits from there. Italo, of course, every time anything Italo drops on the gram, we freak out, and that's warranted. Did you see by any chance Gabriel Medina's free surfing edit?
Yeah, I did. You know, and it's everyone's still, they're still ripping.
They're still ripping.
I feel like there's been a lot of, like, within the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's been a ton of edits coming out, whether it's from the beginning of the summer where we had all of those crazy waves to people doing edits at Waco. And now it's, you know, now you're starting to see edits from other people as well. And there's surprisingly a lot of content right now to watch.
Yeah. Thankfully we need it. Are you interested in big waves, big wave awards, i.e.
I love the big waves.
It's been pretty fun as part of my other gig, World Surf Weekly. I've been able to announce the nominees and the winners for the Red Bull Big Wave Awards, and we've got two new winners, and this is to me probably the heaviest category, the paddling category. I can't imagine what it would be like to turn around on a 10-foot board and paddle into a 50-foot wave at Pe'ahi, but Eli Olson and Paige Alms can, because they just won those awards.
Crazy.
What's the biggest wave you've paddled into?
Not that big.
8 feet?
Maybe.
10
I don't
feet?
Even know. Who's measuring?
I'm measuring. You're measuring. 20 feet.
Like a 90-footer?
Yeah, I mean, it's otherworldly, and I think this whole thing is pretty much dominated by Jaws waves and Nazare waves.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that any human can actually paddle into some of these waves is just incredible, and they make it look so easy. And I would say if you have the opportunity to just ask first, of course, to pick up a big wave, an actual big wave gun, like for Jaws or, you know, just a big board, you will be blown away the weight, the scale of these boards. It is out of control what these surfers are making possible in waves like this.
Yeah, and it's like the hats off to the guys that can actually turn them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're kind of like ghost rays, a lot of them. They seem like it anyways.
Yeah, everything's terrifying about big wave surfing. Now for some small wave surfing. Stab is jumping into the contest zone. They've got an event called Surf 100. They're calling it a wave riding exposition. 100 minutes, judged live at a later date by the internet. Kalohe,
I thought
you know.
They were going to do that like pretty soon.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and I think it got postponed for just a couple days. You got Kalohe Griffin and Ian Crane, and it's pretty interesting because it's footage that's already been shot, but it's going to be presented and commentated on by Dane Reynolds, Sal Masekela, and who else?
I don't know, Duma? Who else?
Damn it. I knew this one.
Somebody else, for sure.
Somebody else. Here it is. I got it. I got it on the internet. Taylor Knox. How could we forget our NanoCraft team riding friend, Taylor Knox?
Well, there you go. There you go.
That's going to be a fun one to watch. And again, I think it's, you know, Stab is being smart about what they're doing. They always do great shit. And I think this is going to be one of those things. It's kind of a never been done. So I'm interested to see how it pans out.
I think, you know, the more content you can kind of pump out like this, it just keeps everyone engaged. And, but
who's going to win?
Lowers is a wave pool. Kind of.
Pretty much.
You know?
Who's going to win? You got Griffin, Kalohe, and Ian Crane. Who are you picking to take this thing?
Wow.
I haven't seen any footage either. I'm just going gut reaction. Who you got?
I got Griffin.
I'm going Ian Crane.
All right.
But yeah, they're all really good.
They're all psycho good.
They're good. Kalohe will be, and Griffin will be in the Rumble at the Ranch as well.
There you go.
Did you watch the Derek Ho tribute that Mason Ho made?
I did. That whole thing is just so, you forget how many people were affected, you know, and it's the family thing, and just to see how much of an impact he had on Mason's life and Coco's life, and it's insane.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful, fitting tribute. And, you know, Derrico is one of these legends, icons of our sport that will never be forgotten. If you haven't watched it, you got to watch it now. I read a rumor on Beach Grit, that blog those guys do.
Oh, he was supposed to be on today, but I totally forgot because Chaz has got a new book out.
Yes, and it's about the Middle East. I'm excited. I love the way Chaz writes. I just read something that he wrote about some WSL people bailing their boards that I thought was lame, but 99% of the time I like what Chaz writes, or 84%. And I've loved all of Chaz's books, and I will read his new book. It's about the Middle East. It's not a surf adventure, but there is surfing. There is international intrigue. And I'm excited to read it. And I like that Chaz makes himself hateable for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah. He puts a target on himself for entertainment.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
I try to make myself likable, and it just backfires because
right. When
you try to make yourself likable, you just make yourself punchable, which I am.
True.
So my point is, Beach Grit, they do a great job with the rumor mill. The latest rumor that I just read about, Hurley Family and John Florence coming together to buy Simple shoes.
That's kind of a weird flex.
Well, if Larry David says they're good, they're good.
I know Simple had a brief foray into skateboarding, and I forget who rode for Simple.
I want to say Mark Gonzalez. Like someone heavy.
Who was it? It wasn't Ed Templeton, was it? No.
Was it Matt Hensley?
No. Did you look it up? Are you looking it up?
I'm looking.
I can hear you tapping.
I was looking it up, but I want to say, let me see. I mean, Larry David is their biggest advocate, and that's fine with me. Oh, yeah. Richard Mulder and Mark Gonzalez were the skateboarders that used to ride for Simple Shoes.
Wow, so I wonder if what they're going to do now is kind of like revamp it for modern people. Or are they going to keep it the silhouette that it's always been?
You know, I think Simple is, they're kind of in a good place because they're so niche and kind of weird, and that makes them cool. The fact that Gonz used to ride for him, that Larry David reps them, that they're kind of unsullied, and, you know, like you think of an Airwalk or a bigger shoe brand that would kind of tie into Simple. And I don't feel like Simple has sullied their name in any way. If anything, they've been out of the limelight for long enough to where they can come back and people will think it's new. And even if people wear them ironically, they're still wearing them, right?
Right. But I guess, yeah, it's like even if you're making ironic purchases, somebody's making money.
I make moronic purchases all the time. Hey, anything else for surf news?
I don't know. Well, yeah, there's Albie put up that footage the other day of that Andy McTwist. And once again, you know, just being the fire stoker that Albie is, everyone just starts saying that it's some other freaking trick. It's
yeah.
Really weird. Maybe we'll see something crazy at the surf ranch. I can't wait. I guess that's the end of surf news for me, is I'm excited for a surfing competition this weekend. Even if it stinks, I can't wait to hear the old familiar voices commenting.
I am excited to hear people say, well, you know, the waves are going to be good. Surf report's good.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Yeah. No, I'm excited for it too. I hope to see an Indy McTwist. And if I do, I will call it as it is.
All right. Thank you very much.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Todd, I got a DM, and my first reply was, did you send this to Todd too? I'm talking about a message from the guys that make Skater XL. Out now, dropping on your consoles.
What was the DM? I didn't get the DM.
All right, so I got a DM about
let me look at my DMs.
A code for Skater XL. Either way, I'm getting you one.
Did you use a disappearing message?
No, I'm getting you the code for Skater XL. I'm getting one too. I haven't played it yet. It looks amazing. I can't wait.
Okay, Skater XL. I heard it's hard.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Well, Skater. Wait, what was Skate? EA. The one.
Skate.
Skate. Okay.
Right.
So yeah. This is not that, obviously. But
exactly.
That I think most people of our age are used. Mm-hmm. We're mostly used to Tony Hawk Pro Skater,
mm-hmm.
which is also coming out. But Skater XL, I think the learning curve. You're right. The learning curve, because it's more of a physics game. So
it's like a simulator. Style.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited to play it. I've been seeing a ton of people playing it online, and the reviews have been overwhelmingly positive. I haven't dug that deep, but pretty amazing stuff.
I mean, I've definitely seen a lot of people posting clips of it, and the biggest consensus that I've received from my friends that have bought it so far are that the learning curve is a little steep.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, because we're getting it. It's on. And we will report about that next show.
Tony Hawk coming out in like a month.
I know. I'm going to pre-order that shit now.
Pre-order it.
If you want to get excited, there's two videos out that have got me really pumped to skate. We got the Skate Mafia 2020 promo.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Frog Fashion Show 2018. Loved that video.
I honestly think, I hate to interrupt you, but the best skateboard video to come out this week is that girl landing a kickflip for the first time.
Right,
from the Ukraine.
That Tony Hawk posted?
Yes, it just... Like the, if you kind of scroll, like I figured out what her Instagram was, and I kind of scrolled through there, and she's been trying that same to do a kickflip for like months and months and months. So it's all about the struggle, man. Skateboarding is all about the struggle, and it's awesome to see that, perseverance pays off.
Those are my favorite kind of skate videos.
Right.
I love
that. Kids conquering their fears or landing something that they've been fighting for months and months and months and months. I love that.
I don't battle tricks. If I slam on a trick, I'm pretty much done with that trick.
You walk away?
Yeah. I give up easy. There was a really amazing... There's a show on Transworld Skateboarding called Skate Hoarders.
Okay.
Kevin Imamura, who I used to work with at Transworld.
Yeah.
He's been with Nike SB for 20 plus years. He dug into his collection, and most of the Skate Hoarder episodes are a lot of decks and shoes. Kevin had some clothing from the early 90s that blew my mind.
Like what?
He had a pair of pants. I don't exactly remember what kind of pants they were. They looked like tea bags. They were bit, like Plan B or whatever pants they were. He was holding them up, and they literally went to his chin, and they were three times as wide as him. These are the pants we used to skate in the early 90s. I haven't seen a pair in real life, current day, in so long that this episode of Skate Orders is worth seeing those pants alone. So good.
I can't believe it. That's what... was fashion. Like wheels that barely rolled and pants that you could barely walk in.
Yeah, exactly. Frayed at the bottom.
It's kind of coming back. Not the small wheels, but the gigantic pants are kind of on the comeback right now.
Yeah.
Not in skating, but just in general. Life in general.
JNCO. JNCO mm-hmm. jeans are back. That was skate news. Let's go to snow news. We kind of sound like a broken record here, but it seems like the snow epicenter of the world is Mount Hood. We got a new edit called Hoodwinked with our guys, Brock Crouch, Luke Winkleman, Judd Hinkies, Lion Farrell, Jake Cantor, Axel Hodges, made by Deer Hastings.
It's just like, those guys went up there and put together a little edit. I think there's another edit that's going to drop pretty soon from Gimbal God and his voice. So I mean, there's not a lot going on, but everyone's making the most of it. That's for sure.
You got Summer Camp, Monster Energy at Mount Hood Vid. It's all on snowboarder.com.
Some depressing snowboarding news.
No.
From Australia. Like a bunch of the resorts that had opened are now shutting down, especially the ones in the ones that are in Victoria are pretty, you know, those are like the good ones, like Mount Hotham, and they're all shutting down because the virus is doing its thing. Virus.
I hate the virus.
Virus fucking sucks.
I'm over it too. Well, that was snow news. Nerd news is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
We're really blasting through this.
Well, there's going to be a hotel staff person knocking on my door probably any second to kick me out of this room.
Okay, go.
Did you tell me about the morning show?
I watched the morning show a while ago. It's been around for a bit, but it's really good. Huh?
That's one of the best shows I've seen this year. And it is so good.
And the crazy thing for me watching that was working in television and kind of knowing how a lot of that stuff works, and it makes it even crazier.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty rad.
If you're looking for something to watch, The Morning Show is amazing. I've been watching Perry Mason on HBO. It's dark. It's hard to watch. It's gnarly, but it's really good.
I just started The Umbrella Academy. I don't know how I slept on this.
I saw a sign for that.
It is great, and the second season of The Umbrella Academy dropped the other day, so I'm midway through season one. I've got another season to watch, and it's weird, and it's rad, and it's on Netflix.
So good.
So I'm hyped on that.
I'm ready to jump into something like that for sure. You know, this is a pop-up episode, so I'm not promising greatness here. I don't have any other news.
It was a boutique episode? You want to hear some fucking crazy shit?
Yeah.
That we slept on together because we're just lazy and I think we're hermits now.
What?
But so we have a really great food truck / eating establishment here in Encinitas, right? It's called Moon Age Foods.
Yep.
And it's our friend Tyler, and he has this really cool vibe restaurant thing. It's a food truck, but it's parked, and there's a stage, and you can go in there, and, you know, you can eat. They're only open Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Yeah.
Well, on Friday night, I get this email from Tyler, or on Thursday night, I get this email from Tyler. He's like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon? I'm like, I don't know, it's whatever, just living La Vida Corona. And he says, come over to Moon Age. And so I didn't go, because I got
invited too.
You got, yeah. And so come to find out, fucking Eagles of Death Metal played on this miniature stage, like for an intimate crowd of 20 people that were eating dinner.
Yeah.
The fucking Eagles of Death Metal.
Was it the whole band or just the singer?
Apparently it was the singer, but no, I think it was the band because Tyler said they played all Eagles of Death Metal songs.
Wow.
And there was like three costume changes and like, and the lead singer was kind of chilling, and he was basically telling Tyler, this is the first time that they've played to an audience in 5 months, and that they want to come down and do this kind of a thing a lot.
I want to play there.
You should, but I think they said you couldn't play there.
No, I can.
They said anyone but Cut You Up or Chris
can play there. I can play there. I don't know if I should, but I probably will. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lee DuPont called the cops, I think, because they were too loud.
Maybe. You know what? Todd, you and I made a pact. We're going to do more updates on our @monday.mass Instagram account.
Yeah, we're going to fill in the blanks between episodes.
Okay, so I'm going on a houseboat trip. You're going to Tahoe. You promise me, you promise our listeners, our viewers, that you're going to do some updates from the road.
If I see anything cool and I feel like it needs to be addressed right now, I say we update. But also, I say we update even if it's dumb shit.
Perfect. I'm in.
Okay. I say we just talk on our Instagram story. We're trying to blow this thing up, dude. We got to sell this.
I know.
Who wants to buy a shitty podcast? Anyone?
I do. Wait.
Okay.
Damn it, I own it. Well, I love you, Todd. I miss you. We'll be back in that office.
Thank you, Hansen's, for coming on board.
Yeah.
Right in time for the boutique episode.
That's right.
Really echoey, and we promise it's not always like this.
No, usually these episodes are really good.
Yeah.
Okay, Todd, I will check in with you on the road. Don't forget to update at monday.mass. Post your videos.
Wait, on monday.mass? You mean like the Instagram?
I'm talking just to you.
You guys should follow us at monday.mass.
Yeah, subscribe. Like, what do people say? Subscribe, smash the like button, do all that stuff that they tell you to do on other real shows.
Heart click.
That's right. I love you, Todd. I'm going to post a picture of what you're wearing right now. It looks
okay,
great.
Okay, you need to do some updates from this surf contest this weekend.
Oh, I will.
That's pretty special. Get Joe Turpel. Get all those guys to do it. Hey, you're listening to the Monday Mass.
All right. That's my job. I'll do it.
Okay. All right, then.
Bye, Todd.
You have a great day.
You too.